All right, started.
Welcome everybody to the Diversity, Disability, and Inclusion Working Group meeting. Everybody's welcome here. And like all of our meetings, you have to abide by the antitrust policy and the community code of conduct. We've got a pretty small group here, so I think we're gonna do a pretty quick meeting. But recognizing that people will probably go through this recording after the fact and want the updates. I think we'll still try to hit everything that's on the agenda here. So just real briefly on the meetings, I wanted to have a little bit of discussion about what's working well and not for people. But since we've got a small crew, I think we'll just sort of skip over that with the one note that I think we're going to pick up these regular calls again because it did seem like we were losing traction by trying to be fully virtual. But we can continually revisit that. Moving on to the survey, what I'm thinking, what we want to target for a response rate is a similar rate that we saw for the voting in the election. As far as if you imagine the complete size of the contributor community, there's probably a long tail of contributors that only occasionally interact or maybe interact just once, up to the other end of the spectrum where you've got a lot of interaction. And I guess the best proxy for us knowing what number of responses to expect is where we've seen interaction from on these broad community requests, and that's for the election. So I don't know off the top of my head what the voter turnout was for that, but we could use that as sort of an upper bound to expect. The advertisement has gone out in waves for this. So we initially started with like the notice on the wiki, and then I started hitting the chat channels for the groups this week. We did not get a mail message out, and it's because it turned out there's a lot of back and forth about whether we should use the main mail list. Apparently when we've done announcements on the mail list before, people decide to unsubscribe because they don't want that kind of spam. And then they end up unsubscribing from all of the lists rather than just what should be an announce list. And so that sort of slowed down us making use of the mail lists at this point. What I'm thinking to do is to ask some of the maintainers from the other projects to mail their own lists and ask people to participate. And that way there's not just a big bulk email that people will automatically filter. And if others have some thoughts about how we can better advertise this within the community and not maybe go outside the contributor community on things that we might get responses that don't really reflect the contributor community.
What might just be a minor change, but I think maybe the way that we're talking about it on the wiki might not be entirely clear, like for a couple of reasons. One, people might not be familiar with the acronym we're using, the DCI working group, and they might not understand kind of the why behind it. Maybe if we said something instead of just, hey, take the DCI working group's new survey, which is there, I mean, people might not understand what that is to begin with or why doing that is important. Maybe we'll want to reframe it and to be more of a why. Maybe we can say something like, help us learn about the diversity within the hyperledger community, or something that maybe is a little bit more motivating to get people to click on it. Just a thought.
Yeah, it's a good thought. It is pretty brief what's on there.
Hi, it's Bobby. I saw the notice on the wiki page for the survey and it didn't inspire me to take it. I wasn't sure if it was meant for me to take. And I'm sure that's what other folks are feeling. Is there any way we could possibly drop the survey on all the working groups and special interest groups homepage? Just like put a box on there and say, please take me, and hopefully they'll notice it, or some way to get it to all of the heads of the working groups or special interest groups so that they can pass it on to their folks?
That's good feedback that that wasn't engaging. And yeah, I mean, also good feedback to know that you weren't sure if it was for you or not. Yeah, I mean, if people think, oh, I'm not in that working group, maybe that's not relevant. So yeah, I would probably reword that, say, hey, everyone is welcome. Maybe please help, you know, so reword it some way. And yeah, I mean, we certainly can. I mean, I can send a note to, we have a SIG chair mailing list. I can ask the SIG chairs to please encourage people to do the survey.
Yeah, I think that would be real helpful.
Yeah. And Dan, I don't know who put that, I mean, how do we tweak the wording? That's, I forgot who got that up there in the first place.
I just sent a note to the community architects list asking if we could get a banner on there. I did not suggest any copy. So if one of you or both of you want to try to write something punchy there, that would be great. And you can just send a note to the community architects list to ask to update the copy on the link.
Kind of like, this means you.
Yeah, I could take a, I mean, I don't know, Bobby, unless you have wording suggestions, I can take a pass and ask the architects to do that.
No, go ahead, David.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll send the link to the SIG chairs too.
Okay. Moving along. All right, so next topic is the Global Forum. So we've got the Diversity Happy Hour is the first bullet on that list.
Yeah, I'm looking at the participant list. Looks like Elisa wasn't able to make it. I mean, I can share my understanding of what her plans are with the caveat that I might have some of the details Yeah, if I don't have all the details correct, she can correct us later. But my understanding from the Diversity Happy Hour is that Elisa is planning to have some sort of facilitated breakout part of that event where there could be people who are at the event can get together, work through some issues, and, you know, as part of that, generate some actionable items. You know, I think it sounded like, if I understood it correctly, one of the outcomes could be, what are some steps that people could take in the community to advance, you know, diversity and inclusion issues? You know, I that's been something that we've talked about as a group in past meetings, like what are pledges, for example, we would want people to take at the Global Forum or elsewhere. And so it sounds like, you know, perhaps some of those sorts of activities can come out of that breakout. So one of the asks she had for us as a group were to help find facilitators for those breakout groups. It sounded like she had enough people on her end from Accenture's end planning to go, but she had said it would ideally be something that, you know, was a community-wide effort and not just, limited to participation on her end. So she was going to ask if others from this group would be interested in being facilitators. If so, she said it was just a quick she'd want to have a chance to, you know, before the event, quickly talk through us to make sure we're all on the same page about what being a facilitator meant and what, you know, the expectations were. But that was my understanding, was her hope was to come to the group. And that's what she had come last week, but we didn't really have a quorum. So that's why we bumped it to this week, hoping that more people would join. So I don't know if anybody on the call is interested in being a facilitator, but that was going to be something she was going to discuss.
Well, thanks for the background on that. And if she shows up near the end, we can revisit that. Or it sounds like we still have some time before the Global Forum for this to hit another meeting for her to get some commitments from people. Moving along to the mentoring session. One question, we advertised this at the TSC meeting, I think last week. And the question came up of whether this was directed as a diversity activity or if it was just wide open. And I don't know if Emily or Celia, if you guys know what that direction is.
So we are treating this as, it is wide open to all attendees, but we are kind of pushing it as a diversity and inclusion activity, hoping to get backed by this committee and getting everyone to sign up to be a mentor, but as far as becoming a mentor or being a mentee, it is open to all attendees. And we do have a pre-registration form available, but of course, if anyone shows up on site that didn't register in advance, they'll be welcome to stay and attend as well.
Okay, great. So everybody's welcome to participate, and we just really want to extra encourage people that that might not otherwise be well represented at these events to make this available to themselves.
Yeah, in my mind, this is certainly more around the inclusion side. I mean, the more welcoming we can be, the more inclusive we could be, that's the better. For sure, were there, I wasn't at that last TSC call, were there concerns around it being focused on that or just a question?
No, there was no concerns. It was because I listed it as a DCI topic. People were asking if it was specifically like just diverse candidates that should show up to be mentored.
Gotcha. Well, I guess it does bring up a question for me about ownership of who needs to make sure we find the mentors. I know, Celia and Emily, correct me if I'm wrong, but we were hoping to get 15 mentors signed up, and I see right now on the sheet we have 2. So is it an ask that this group is taking on, or is this more for the TSC to make sure that there's enough technical representation there for being mentors? What, do you have thoughts on that, Dan?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Well, right now I'm looking at this sheet and there's 2 mentors, and the ask, as I understood it from the events team, was to get up to 15 mentors to make sure we had the staffed appropriately enough. Mm-hmm. So you said this was discussed at the last TSC call. Is that something that the TSC is going to make sure that enough technical expertise is there, or is the DCI group going to make sure that we have 15 mentors? Because we're quite a far way away from 15 at this point.
I don't know that anybody's taken ownership. We were more announcing it at the TSC as a way to get at the leadership that should be good mentors. So I think we just continue to advertise that. And I think maybe mentioning these specific targets might help as well. So I can let people know on Thursday that we've got this target of 15 and we're currently at 3 or whatever it was.
2. It had been at 3 the last time you looked, but I just somebody looks like they took their name off.
Is this just technical mentoring?
Yes.
I interpreted it to be mentoring of how do you interact in this blockchain community or DLT community or Hyperledger community. So depends on what you mean by technical. I guess probably, I'm assuming not really like business mentoring, but there's a lot of different ways that people who are technical contributors with code documentation,
I could definitely, et cetera. You know, I'll put my name on there for talking about donating documentation and where in the wiki it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Feel free
again, to add. That's not technical.
That's totally technical.
No, okay.
Yeah, feel free to add.
I don't consider it's not coding or commits or it's just the wiki page. So I'd be glad to do that. I'll put my name on there now.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I don't think we want to view this as strictly developers coming in. I think we'll see the same span of disciplines coming into this event that we do in the other kinds of Hyperledger activities.
Okay, well, Dan, thanks for taking that action to share it, the goal of 15 at the next TSC call. I guess we as a group can keep an eye on this and just take action as needed if the numbers don't get to where they need to get.
Okay, great. Swath, I see you've joined. We've got a pretty short agenda and a relatively small crew here. So if you've got some open items that you want to bring up, feel free to do that. We're working through the Global Forum items right now. The 2 things that we have on there, we already covered, I think. Emily or Celia, did you have other topics for Global Forum that you wanted to bring up?
No, I don't think so. Those covered it for us.
We do have, I tried to capture, or Karen captured for the Global Forum page on under the DCI space. And so we were trying to track some of the things that we'll participate in there. And we really need to get some owners on some of these activities. Just trying to skim through them live right now. But we do have the mentoring activity listed on there. And then some of the other things were, you know, kind of meta or something about how we bring DCI messaging into the event.
Yeah, I don't think those are well owned currently right now. I mean, yeah, the recent discussion has been the happy hour and the mentoring specifically, but yeah, other ideas have been floated in the past.
Did we bottom out on the swag item?
My understanding is that's in motion.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So we asked, what was it, for pins, and was it Emily? Were you looking at using the logo?
Hey, it's Celia. Yes, we did get the pins. No worries. We did get the pins with the "All are welcome here" graphic.
Oh, great. Great, so that's already taken care of.
All set.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the question for us then is, yeah, when do we give them out and under what circumstances? You know, is it at that facilitated session? Is it at other things throughout the event?
So I guess we're also maybe going to have some kiosk space at, I don't know, is it like there's some sort of main booth that staff is at?
So there will be a separate project kiosk and then a special interest group and working group kiosk as well for presentations during breaks on the first 2 days.
Okay. And that reminds me, Salona asked me to bring up, she's working to collect short videos from each of the projects and working groups. Where it's something like just a couple minutes, like 2 to 5 minutes, and you kind of just give people a quick introduction to what that thing is. So in our case, it would be, you know, what is the DCI working group? How do you get engaged? What kind of things do we do? Just a few sound bites, really, so that they can put up a series of these videos on our YouTube channel. And so we're looking for a volunteer from the working group to be that spokesperson.
Hi, it's Bobby. I put the link for where the sign up is in the chat. And I'm not sure, but it just says special interest groups. So the working groups were wondering if this meant they should sign up here or if there was a separate sign up for them. I've been telling them to sign up here because it doesn't look like there's more slots than special interest groups. So I'm assuming it is working groups and special interest groups.
Yeah, it might not be clear. I'm just going to the wiki. I think that's probably fine. Yeah, I'm looking on the wiki now. Yeah, the other kiosk is labeled the projects group. So yeah, I guess.
So do you want me to just edit that? I don't know if I can edit this page. I don't think I have permission, but I guess I do. Hold on.
I would think you would. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's up to Salona, but yeah, I mean, it looks like maybe.
I did it.
Great. Cool. Yeah, since the working groups have already signed up, yeah. Oh, unfortunately, that breaks the link. Could you?
Undo it. Okay.
Yeah, I've been sharing that link around. Maybe we can just write in the introduction that this could be for working groups too. Yeah, it would be nice if Confluence didn't break links like that.
Yeah. So I think if you I think if you do the share button in the future, on it gives you a static link, not a static link.
Oh, a short link.
It gives you a persistent, yeah.
Yeah.
Short link, and that way, if somebody changes the title of the page,
it keeps pointing to it.
Yeah.
How's that? Well,
great.
Yeah, thanks for updating it.
Okay. Well, I think that's the end of the agenda then, unless anybody else had some opens.
I didn't have, well, you guys might have been discussing this as I entered in because it sounded like it, but talking about the survey, the last time I looked at it, it seemed like a very low response, but it sounds, I think you guys already covered that.
We talked about a couple things and I'll put the actions in the group. We had talked about how the wording on the wiki note is not very clear, that it's not very actionable. Bobby was sharing that she didn't think that was something for her, that maybe it was only something if you're in that working group. And I was commenting that people might not even understand what the DCI working group is. You know, we probably shouldn't use acronyms. So we were saying that maybe if we had some wording that was more like, everyone, please help us learn more about the diversity in the community, or something that was a little bit more inviting and explaining what the survey was about or why the survey was important, then it might be helpful. And then I was going to do another action to ask all our SIG chairs to ask their groups to take the survey too.
Okay, cool. I think that makes, probably should cover that then.
Yeah, the other thing is that we were discouraged from using the main mail list to send out a broad email, because that in the past has caused people to unsubscribe and they end up unsubscribing from all of the lists. So I think what we can ask people to do maybe in the TSC meeting tomorrow is maybe we can try to get some owners from each of the projects so that they can send a note to their respective project lists and mm-hmm. try to recruit some participation that way.
Okay.
And then it won't feel like a blanket email that people ignore or unsubscribe from.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Okay, that was kind of like the only topic that I felt, but I think I saw it on the agenda anyway, so just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
That's all from me.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to let everybody go then. And as always, if something does come up, feel free to communicate with each other on chat, email, or what have you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.